I'm Rick, your host. Thanks a lot for joining us. On the telephone right now is our friend Curtis Schmidt. He's the general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. Hi, Curtis. How are you?
Good. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing okay.
Great morning.
Well, so far, so good. At least it's not raining, hailing, or gusty wind.
And there's no smoke.
That too.
There was a little fog this morning.
Yeah.
And I saw the fog, and I was like, oh, God, that can't be smoke. Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, it was thick this morning, like pea soup when I was coming in early.
Yeah. Well, it was after that nice rain we had. I hope everybody had a little bit of shower.
Mm.
My tomatoes got watered yet again.
Yes.
But now they need some sunshine.
All right.
A little bit too much on the rain now. It's better than the drought of last year.
Mm.
But we do need a few little dry days here, so.
Well,
anyway,
good luck to the tomatoes, and give us some news.
I will. It's car show time. That's what happens every year in the Hudson Valley this time of year. We get out the old cars and all kinds of cars, hot rods, you name it. We have the we've had a few car shows, and now we have this Sunday, we have the Hyde Park Chamber of Commerce revving up for their 13th annual car show.
Mm-hmm.
And they have high hopes. This is lucky 13 if you're keeping track.
Okay.
Sunday, July 23rd, 10 to 4. It's being held at across Route 9 from Town Hall in Hyde Park. And they're going to have our good friend Stu Davis, of the Hyde Park Chamber. He runs the show. He says we're having cars, motorcycles of all types, classics to contemporary, including electric cars. Everybody's welcome. Gathering of car enthusiasts, vintage cars, hot rods, you name it. There'll be food on hand, from breakfast to hot dogs to hamburgers, roast beef sandwiches, and they're even doing a 50-50 raffle. Have a DJ, trophies.
Hmm.
Everything begins at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. First 65 vehicles to register receive a dash plaque.
Hmm.
And they're going to award trophies at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So, what's a dash plaque?
I think it's like a little signify that you're here, that you've come.
Hmm.
You can just put it on your dashboard.
Gotcha.
It'll say Hyde Park, Lucky 13 annual car show. You can put it on there. And actually, for this event, the spectators are free.
Huh.
Charge for cars, but the spectators are free. We want to build up the crowd, so get out there on Sunday afternoon, enjoy it.
And that starts at 3 o'clock.
Starts at actually at 10 in the morning.
Oh,
but,
okay.
3 o'clock is when they give the trophies.
Ah, I see.
So, and they'll go around judging and so on like that. So it's always a good fun, a lot of fun.
Mm.
We're going to move on now to, you ever heard of Christmas in July?
I have.
Okay.
Well, tell me.
Okay. This is what we have a local Trees for Troops group here in the Hudson Valley. Really run by the Salt Point Fire Company.
Mm.
They basically raise funds to their goal is to send over 600 farm-grown trees, Christmas trees, to armed forces in all branches of the military and their families in late November.
Hmm.
This year they're going to get they want to get a jump on the fundraising, so they're going to have a coin drop on Saturday, July 22, from 9 to 1, in front of the Pleasant Valley Town Hall in Pleasant Valley. Firefighters will be collecting donations from passing vehicles, all, gearing up toward that 600-tree goal.
Now, these are trees for the holidays that they give to soldiers.
The families of soldiers, exactly.
Okay.
Soldiers and their families who are stationed all over the world, and they ship them out. From here, this is like a national thing that they do, and this is our local Hudson Valley group, and they get together. We connect with them usually in late October, and they get the shipping done pretty much right before Thanksgiving, so the trees get out there in time. But our coordinators here, Tom Hahn of the Hahn Farm at Saw Point, and Jeff Cady, he's the president of the Saw Point Fire Company. They do this every year. They're just gearing up, starting early for the fundraising. We've had a few lean years with the COVID, pandemic and so on. So they really want to give it a good kickoff this year and start early with the fundraising. So get out there and support them this weekend in Pleasant Valley, drive through town. So enjoy that. We're going to move on now to the Renegade Report for the week.
Okay.
They are doing okay, not great.
Okay.
They won the first half with a 48-37 record. They are 9 wins and 10 losses during the second half now. They've lost a couple of series here. They dropped their series opener to the Brooklyn Cyclones last night, 7-4. But their number 3 prospect in the whole Yankee system, Spencer Jones, he is like 6'8".
Yeah.
Great kid. He hit his 11th home run last night to start the game off. But then Brooklyn came back with 4 runs on their own and took a big 4-1 lead, never relinquished it. This comes off last week when the Renegades, got back into action after the All-Star break in Major Leagues, and they were playing at home, and they lost 2 of 3 to the Bowling Green Hot Rods from Kentucky. They lost 7-4 and then lost 2 more games, or won 1 game, but then they... So, anyway, if you want to see some ball games, they are playing the Brooklyn Cyclones all week long. Enjoy that. Get out to the Heritage Financial Park down in Wappinger. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And since we're down there, we're going to start talking about safe driving.
Okay.
Something we can all
appreciate.
Think about.
Yeah.
Appreciate. Oh, gosh, yes, please. Please do that.
Yes.
But in Dutchess and Putnam, Dutchess Putnam counties, they have collaborated on a teen driver safety program. And this is through the Dutchess County Division of Youth Services and the Putnam County Youth Bureau. They collaborated on a program called Parents as Driving Partners. And so the idea is to foster safer driving habits and create safe drivers by encouraging active involvement and shared responsibility between teens and their parents during the early stages of driving. So, in this program, teenagers who receive their learner permit at their local, Department of Motor Vehicles, and they will receive a Parents as Driving Partners booklet. So, in addition to providing teens and their parents with driving tips and resources to be safe motorists, booklet also includes a parent-teen driving agreement, which is a mutual pledge to commit to working together to promote safe driving practices. And, and that is a abide by the rules and avoid distractions while on the road. When you drive, you drive. You don't
like
do anything
that.
Else.
Yeah.
So that's what they're promoting. It's a great idea, great plan to move forward and start the kids off on a positive driving note. Concentrate on driving. Don't mess with other stuff. So great program. So check that out. That's in all of our papers.
Yeah.
And we're going to move down to Wappinger now, where we have the Sports Museum of Dutchess County. Really, it's all local sports museum, all sports. It's located in the town of Wappinger on the Carnwath Estate.
Okay.
They are seeking teen volunteers. If anyone is interested, the volunteers would attend an orientation, a tour of the museum given by the president, Bill Ponte. And in addition to training, they're going to, they train you on cataloging, research databases, historical displays, clerical duties, all that kind of thing, because we want to encourage people to come out and see. But then let's start with the young people and, get them to encourage others to come out, learn about the heroes of yesteryear.
Yeah.
Here in Dutchess County. So that's going on. And since we're down south, we're going to continue down there. because we have the Beacon Open Studios happening this weekend. Mm.
That's, you know, always that fun. Is? Yeah, it's an opportunity to go and visit an artist in their studio and see what it's all about.
Yeah, you can really, I mean, see them at work.
Yeah.
That's great. They're going to start off with a reception on, let's see, at the Yard, which is down in Beacon at 4 Hannah Lane. That's reception 6 to 9, Friday night. And then attendees can expect to meet 80-plus artists, see multiple group shows, attend a full outdoor music concert, tickets are on sale, and three separate film screenings.
Hmm.
It's free to attend. This year's event has expanded from just visual art to include music and film. That's according to BOS, Beacon Open Studios director, Daria Galubina. Okay, there you go. And Beacon Open Studios is the only event of its kind in Beacon run by local artists, featuring Beacon artists together, you know, all day long. So check that out. Go down to Beacon, meet all the artists, and, you know, it's a three-day event. Wonderful way to connect artists, to connect with the community, and show them how they do it.
Right? Yes, and support the art and the artists by their artwork.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can buy it right there and see, and see them do it. That's the most fun.
Yes.
And learn yourself. You and Rick and I will actually be learning how to be art. No, no, we won't.
You never know.
You never know. I know. My handwriting's awful, but anyway.
Well, it could be your next hobby then.
There you go.
Painting. You go. Abstract.
There you go. Hey, I can paint, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have to read my writing.
See?
You just paint.
Colors.
There you go.
Express yourself.
There we go. And our last item, since we're way down south, we're going to talk about the Hudson Highlands Fjord Trail.
Huh.
Having their annual community day, July 22, 1 to 4 p.m. This will take place at the former Duchess Manor site, 263 Route 9D in Beacon. They're saying you're going to have a fun-filled afternoon. Community Day is a great way to, great opportunity to meet the Hudson Highlands staff, participate in a free tie-dyeing with natural plant dyes, and listen to live music, enjoy free ice cream. What more do you want to do? Take tours of the Duchess Manor.
Live music while eating ice cream while making a tie-dye? Come on.
What more fun can you
yeah.
have, right? I mean, it doesn't get any better.
Well, a historic tour is always good of the Duchess Manor. That would
yeah,
be cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been there. That's a beautiful building.
Yeah.
Beautiful old building. And it's the future home of the Hudson Highlands Fjord Trail.
Now, I wasn't really aware that there were fjords in the Hudson.
I guess there are, because it's a group.
Yeah.
I'm going to take their word.
I believe it now. Yeah. And I would assume they're right around that area.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Basically, it's Hudson Highlands, so that's really right across from Beacon. Beacon down to, oh, I guess, you know, going down towards West Point, where the next bridge is down there. So.
Yeah, right by the Hudson Valley Fjords. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah, and you've got Bannerman Island down there. You can even take a boat out to Bannerman Island.
Yeah. I got to do that one day. You've been.
Oh, do it.
Yeah,
oh, I've been
to.
There. Yeah, it's a beautiful little island. You take the, takes you like half an hour to you know, go by boat out there, and then you unload, and you can spend the day out there.
That's
have
pretty
a
cool.
On the island and watch the barges go by in Hudson.
Cool.
And you know, there's an old castle there.
Yes.
That the troops from West Point have refurbished. So everything's safe.
Oh, that's good.
And, but, it's a little climb, a little bit of a climb, getting off the boat and then up to the on the island, because the island kind of sticks up. So it is a little bit of a hike, getting up the stairs.
And you can
once you're up there, you're fine.
Yeah, you can enjoy the grounds now, and they are safe. And you can also pass by Bannerman Island, like on Metro North, if you're heading down to New York City.
Definitely, you can do that.
Curtis, all the best. We got to get going here. And every Wednesday at about 9:05-ish, Curtis Schmidt is our guest. And Curtis, all the best to you and your staff. Tell the folks how they can read the three papers online.
online. You can go to sdutchessnews.com, click on the paper of your choice, pull it up in PDF format, you know, in order to type, do what you want, read it in the, you know, comfort of your own home. You can also pick up the paper any of 300 locations all over the Hudson Valley, mainly here in Dutchess County, but we do go beyond. So check it out. Check it out, you know, your favorite liquor store, your favorite farm store, gift shop, grocery store, deli. They're all out there. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for what you do, and good luck to you, and we'll catch in next week at about 9:05. All the best to the staff, and thanks a lot, Curtis.
Okay, thank you, and best to all the KZE listeners. Enjoy your week.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back with the Stones.